You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, 30 minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Great to have you aboard as we break down the latest in the world of golf. Last segment, we discussed Rory's win at the Dubai Desert Classic. In case you missed that, you can find our podcast at ESPN975.com, Apple Podcast, or Spotify. We now head over to the Progressive Guest Line and welcome in an Emmy Award-winning producer and current Chief Creative Officer at Vox Media Studios in L.A. He's the executive producer of the golf production Full Swing, which premieres on Netflix on February 15th. His name is Chad Mumm, and he joins Charlie and I this morning. Chad, thanks for taking the time. How are things in your world?
Good morning, you guys. Things are very exciting. It's 6:30 in the morning here in Los Angeles, and heading in, we got about a week and a half away for this show premiering on Netflix on February 15th. So, I don't know. I'm excited. Are you?
Very excited. My name's Charlie Epps, and it's wonderful that you'd come on this show and talk about your. I think it's a great idea, and you know, the new breed. We got so many good players, and nobody knows them, and this is going to be fantastic. Where did you get your idea? I mean, it just come to you in the night?
I think, you know, like most good ideas, this actually happened on a golf course. So I got to know the PGA Tour team, the executive team, over the past, you know, 10 years, just working, you know, not directly with them, but, you know, around them. And then back in 2019, I was invited to play golf with the media team, this guy Chris Wandell, who does media rights to the PGA Tour. We went and played golf in Las Vegas at Shadow Creek, which was a treat in its own right. And, you know, and I pitched this idea to Chris on the first tee. I said, you know, look, golf needs to be seen in a new way if it's going to move into this new generation. And we have all these young players coming into the game, as you mentioned, Charlie, that, you know, nobody knows yet. And we wanted to do an all-access doc series that sort of got inside the PGA Tour. And I said, it's got to be unfiltered, warts and all. And he said, you know what, I think we might be interested in this. By the end of that round of golf, we had sort of figured out what would become this deal. And, you know, 3 years later, here it is. So, it's been quite a process, but an amazing year to follow professional golf, obviously.
And Chad, as far as the production is concerned for Full Swing, what is the earliest moment that viewers will see, and what event marked the conclusion of production?
Ooh, that's a pretty good question. Nobody's asked me that yet. The first golf that we actually shot, and this is, you won't believe this, but the first golf we shot was actually not a professional golf tournament. It was Harry Higgs and Joel Damon with their caddies challenging two random San Diegans to a scramble at Goat Hill Park, which is a municipal course in San Diego that's been sort of revitalized. It's a very cool vibe. There's music on the golf course. So we were down at Torrey Pines. The plan was always going to be to start at the Farmers Insurance Open. That was when our camera's going to arrive for the first time last season. But we heard about this match that they had set up on Monday. And so, of course, we were like, okay, let's go film this. And just to paint a picture, it's like a municipal golf course, two professionals, their caddies, against two random amateurs who, by the way, turned out to be ringers, both have played college golf. They're really good. They had played this, you know, scramble against them. White claws were flowing, and by the time the round was over, there was about 35, 40 people walking with the group, the kids, babies, people drinking beers. It was a scene. We looked at each other. I looked at my co-producer, one of the other executive producers, Paul Martin, and we were like, we got it. I mean, if this is day one, I mean, we are in for a treat. So that was the first event that we shot. And then the last competition is, you know, the Tour Championship. So we finished the Tour Championship. Didn't do the President's Cup, but, you know, Farmers Insurance Open through the Tour Championship.
And once again, this is Chad Mumm, executive producer of Golf's Full Swing, premiering on Netflix February 15th. Chad, from what I read, your pitch to the tour was in 2019, and you secured exclusive rights and signed a deal that spring. But then you have to go get the players, and you can't guarantee money, but you can guarantee they receive that exposure from Netflix. And out of all the events on the schedule to start pitching the idea to players and agents, you picked a pretty special venue, didn't you?
I I did, yes. Well, you know, there's not that many events where all the golf world kind of congregates. But one of them happens, you know, reliably in Georgia every April. So I had done the deal with the tour. We got that wrapped up at the Players Championship. And so a month later, I find myself Augusta National. Yeah, I'm actually from Georgia, so that tournament means a lot to me, obviously, as it does to, you know, many, many golf fans. So just being there was amazing. And now sort of with this mission to sort of maybe one day even come back with cameras, it was awesome. And, you know, and there's just nothing like Augusta National and the Masters Week. So anyway, but here I am with the general admissions pass, and I had to, you know, you're not allowed to have your phones, and I'm trying to meet up with some of these players' agents. And, you know, I'd been in touch with them, but had never met really any of them yet. And, you know, they're like, meet under the tree, which is, you know, sounds like an obvious, I don't know, maybe seemed obvious to them, but there's this giant oak tree up behind the clubhouse at Augusta National. And by giant, I mean, it's like, it's the size of a football field almost, you know? So under the tree is like a very, there could be 200 people under the tree. So I'm standing outside the ropes. I don't have access to the VIP kind of clubhouse area. So I'm standing just outside this rope, you know, roped out area. And I've got an index card made with all the agents' faces on it and who they rep. Cause I was like, I can't text them. I don't know who it is. And so I'm just seeing people and I'm hollering across the, you know, across the little yard there, like Jay Danzy, Jordan Spieth's agent, or Lance Young, Justin Thomas' agent, you know, David Winkle, Dustin Johnson's agent, you know, and they walk over and we talk about the idea. And, you know, I told all the players and their agents the same thing, which was like, we want you to watch this. And at the end of it, you can say to your family and friends, like, that's what it was like. That's what my life was like. And Will, we're going to let you be unfiltered. We're going to, and if it's important to you, you know, you can cuss, you can gamble, whatever. If it's important to you, it's important to us. So we're not making the a reality show. We're not making the Kardashians. We want to show up and disappear. You know, if you're doing something with your friends, we're going to tag along. We're going to, you know, be flies on the wall. We're never going to tell you to say something again or say something different. Just, you know, go be yourselves and we'll let the cameras disappear. And that's where the magic happens. So.
Who is going to be your host, or do you want to keep that a secret? Who's the host of the show?
So there's Charlie, it's a good question. There's no show, host for this show. It's a completely immersive documentary. So we have no host or no narrator. We drop you inside these players' lives and the cameras, you know, we had 300 shoot days last year following these guys, 770 hours of footage we shot with them. It's like, imagine a wildlife documentary, you know, like Planet Earth or something. Those BBC wildlife doc. That was us with these big game hunters and these PGA Tour players. So, yeah, we shot, you know, 770 hours with these players and another 6,000 hours of archive that we brought in. So, you know, the story unfolds as a true documentary. We have no narration. We do have some interviews with them. We have experts talking about, you know, context, but no, there's no host. It just drops you right into the action.
An interesting concept. And then as you go into different players, and I don't know the list of who you have, and I'm sure you're going to have the
I've got it right here. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Brooks Koepka, Scottie Scheffler, Ian Poulter, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Tony Finau, Sahith Theegala, Joel Dahman, Mito Pereira, and Cam Young.
Okay, so the question I was going to ask, the PGA Tour didn't tell you not to interview the live players?
Yeah, that's a good question. We, you know, we had started with filming with the live guys, namely, you know, Brooks and Ian Poulter and Dustin Johnson. And, you know, as the year went on, you know, we continued to film with them. And then when they ultimately made the decision to leave and go to live, we just kept filming. So, you know, one of the unique things about this project is that, you know, the PGA Tour does not have final editorial control. That was part of the deal at the beginning. It needed to be authentic. It needed to feel real, you know, and not be a infomercial for the PGA Tour. And there's a lot of trust at that organization that kind of goes both ways that, you know, we would take that responsibility seriously. But, you know, we had always committed to the players that were working with us is if you let us in and give us access, then we'll give you, you know, we'll be there to tell your story. So, you know, yes, we did continue filming with Ian Poulter and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka after they had gone to live. And I think that story and their stories are going to be very interesting to see on the show. So hope that you tune in on February 15th to kind of see how those stories unfold, because it definitely was not what I was expecting. And certainly, you know, I don't think our goal is to change anybody's minds in either direction. I think our goal is to give the players a chance to try to bring enough context into it to help you understand what was going through their minds, whether they're winning a major championship or kind of turning their back on the tour. It was an interesting experience for sure to be embedded in that.
Chad, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We're going to bring you back on the other side for a couple more questions right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, the Makes Rooms. Once again, that's Chad Bum, executive producer of Golf's Full Swing.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, 15 minutes before the hour, and we head back over to the Progressive Guest Line, where we're talking to Chad Mumm, the executive producer of Full Swing, which premieres on Netflix on February 15th. And Chad, you know, one of the storytelling details that really caught my eye when you began the interview process at the 2021 Hero World Challenge was, you started the interviews doing audio only. Why is that?
You know, one thing that this is a technique that I learned from our EP partners at Box to Box Films, Paul Martin and James K. Reese. They are producers of the Formula One Drive to Survive series on Netflix and have made a bunch of amazing sports films. And they learned kind of early that if you put a camera in an athlete's face, they tend to go into talking points mode, you know, because they're so used to the media after a match, after a round, whatever, you know, cameras get put up, lights get turned on, and they're going to get grilled. And so the idea of sort of doing our first interviews with these players audio only is a way to try to get them more comfortable, a little more natural. We actually asked them not even to come in golf clothes, you know, so we were like, can you just come in street clothes? We wanted them to feel like it was a conversation, because also we weren't there in that moment in those first interviews, you know, we weren't there to like break news and turn that into something we'd publish on the internet or tweet like the next day. It was really about trying to understand who they were and like really get under their skin so we could sort of figure out a schedule for shooting with them across the whole year. So a lot of that was, you know, what relationships are important to you? What events are important to you? What are you circling this year on the calendar? What are you working on in your game? What are you working on off the course? What's your life like? What's your relationships like? And it was fascinating how each one of those guys, when they walked in and sat down with us in that recording studio in Albany, Bahamas, they had such different perspectives on how to prepare themselves for a year in professional golf. You know, sitting there with Colin Morikawa, an absolute killer, you know, one of the most focused and intense athletes I've ever spoken to, you know, and then Matt Fitzpatrick coming in, sitting down, you know, completely different approach to the game. So analytical, so data-driven. Remember looking at each other in the studio being like, I can't believe, you know, every guy, same kind of will to win, but totally different approach. It was fascinating.
It seems like when you go down the list of players on your lineup, it's a perfect combination of the rookie, the journeyman, and then the star. Was the original idea to get the whole tour involved in this, or did you want to have a little bit of each?
Yeah, well, we couldn't, you know, we don't have enough space to include, you know, everybody on the tour. I think what we definitely wanted to prioritize were big, interesting characters. And we definitely wanted to have a range of, as you said, sort of the big stars, the top players in the game, who I think, you know, viewers will be curious to learn more about and to get a little more inside of a peek behind the curtain. And then, it was important to us that we had a rookie story, because I think, you know, experiencing the PGA Tour through the eyes of people who are playing it for the first time is super interesting perspective, especially when, you know, compared to sort of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth's experience. And then, the journeyman, I mean, guys like Joel Damon, Joel is just such an interesting and compelling person. I can't wait for you to see that episode. I think Joel Damon is going to get a giant Netflix bump, and people who have maybe never even considered watching golf before are going to tune in to watch Joel Damon after watching this show, because his story is just, it's incredible.
I've got two one question and a comment. My comment is I really think this is going to be something very special for the PGA Tour and its players, and you're going to have to do a show every year. Because, you know,
that's the idea.
The tour changes about every 5 to 6 years. You have new blood, new characters. So it's going to be great. I look forward to seeing it. But, you know, the two guys that, you know, have you know, really come on stream and they become a star because of number one, Jordan Spieth, his start into the game was just incredible. Nobody's had a better start on the PGA Tour than Jordan Spieth to win those three majors, to win at a young age, and then to fall backwards. That's such a great story. And Justin Thomas, his dad and grandfather, golf pros, and he's got such a great – how do you like – what were your opinion or what was your impression when you worked with those two characters?
Oh, God, I can't say enough good things about those two guys. You know, JT actually was one of the first players to say yes to this idea way back in 2019. So I've been working with him and his team for a long time as we were putting the rest of the cast together and working on getting access to the majors and you know, selling this show to Netflix ultimately. So Justin, you know, really understood what this was from the very beginning. And, you know, he's as funny and cool and interesting a person as you could find in this game. You know, he's a big giant sports fan. He's a relentless competitor. And his relationship with his dad, who is, as you mentioned, a PGA professional, and the, himself the son of a PGA professional, and also his coach, it is a father-son story that is for the ages. And I promise you, you will. If you don't shed a tear watching the Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth episode of Full Swing, you know, you got to check yourself because it is so powerful, especially the sort of father-son relationship. Jordan Spieth, you know, again, another personality that I've been dying to work with, and he's as advertised. You know, he's charismatic. He's incredible to watch. The things he can do, you know, around the golf course, the creativity, the imagination, just how much he talks to himself, you know, him and Greller, he's the best. And, you know, the fact that the two of them had such a strong relationship growing up in junior golf, that they brought that to their lives on the PGA Tour, that they've sort of challenged each other over the years, you know, and certainly, as you mentioned, like Jordan got off to a hot start, got to three majors, and then JT was all of a sudden being talked about as like Jordan's friend, you know, not defined on his own terms. And then all of a sudden JT's now got two majors and he's kind of caught back up a little bit. And so where are they in their sort of race? And they both know that they're in this for the long haul and that, like, you know, when they look back on their careers, you know, both of them said in the show, like, yeah, they may be friends, but that doesn't mean they don't want to, you know, beat each other's brains in out on the golf course. And you know, JT, I think it was JT who said, I just want to look back on my career and have more wins than Jordan. So it's their relationship is really fun and really compelling, and it's authentic and real. And you know, just to give you a little sneak peek of their episode, it involves a private jet flight to a major championship with a bit of card playing and gambling, which was $1,000 a hand. So, you know, get ready for some inside access for real.
That's incredible, Chad. Wow, two incredible talents. That episode's going to be unbelievable. My last question for you, Chad, was world number one Rory McIlroy, was that a late commitment, or did you get kind of the third needle mover of the equation earlier in the game?
Yeah. No, he was definitely a last-minute addition. You know, we had approached him and his team, you know, back at the very beginning of this, and they were very gracious and nice to work with, but had, you know, declined to have Rory participate in season one. And the rationale was, you know, he wants to focus on his golf. He's got a lot of other things going on in his life. Now in hindsight, I kind of can see that, like, you know, the tomorrow sports thing with Tiger, the sim league that they're launching, you know, I can imagine that was weighing on him. And anyway, but yeah, we had sort of noticed as we were filming throughout the season that he kept popping up. Like, we'd be, you know, shooting with Colin or Jordan or JT or Scotty Scheffler, one of our other guys who are in the show, and like Rory would just keep popping up in the locker room while we were filming, like around us, or would come and speak to the player that was on camera. And so we're like, okay, maybe he's interested in really doing this. And after the Open Championship at St. Andrews, where he, you know, it's probably the most crushing, you know, loss of his career, I would imagine.
Heartbreaking.
I approached him at a tournament afterwards and basically, you know, showed up at 8 in the morning on a Monday, knowing that Rory likes to get there early, and was just kind of praying that I would get him alone. And sure enough, I walked past the player dining area, this little small room off of player dining, which is the places where the players can eat, sort of closed off to the rest of the media, and we were allowed access with our cameras in there. I see Rory sitting by himself having breakfast, so, you know, I kind of hype myself up and go in there and sit down with him and, you know, sort of explain in 5 minutes my opening line is something along the lines of, like, I think the world needs to hear your voice. And there's no guarantee that we'll get another shot at this. And with the role that you've taken on as the sort of mouthpiece of the vision for what legacy means on the PGA Tour and what how we're pushing it forward, I think the world needs to hear from you now. And we can't wait until 2024 if we do a season two. And, you know, to his credit, he said, you know what? I'm in. Let's do it. And an hour later, he was wearing a mic, and we hadn't looked back since.
Chad, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We're looking forward to February 15th.